Today, the Annunciation or the Incarnation. This is the moment at which the Word became man and dwelt among us. The taking on of flesh. And this has been planned throughout all of history. Really from the beginning of time. And we take a step back and we remember God's plan is unfolding, right? I try to remind you of that. We think that it's kind of random sometimes. But God has a plan, and that plan is unfolding. And here we see one of the events, one of the major milestones. And this is the incarnation. And there is a lot of mystery surrounding this feast day in our church. And the principal mystery is, how does God become man? And this, you know, we should meditate on that. It's too much for the Muslims. Frankly, it's too much for the Jews. But for us, we say, in a way that is too much for us to completely understand, but we accept by faith that God became man and dwelt among us. But the other dimension that I want to highlight to you about God's plan is unfolding. And God's will, I like to say, will be done. It will be accomplished. But there's another dimension to God's plan happening, and that's somebody's yes, right? Somebody has to say yes. Who's the somebody that has to say yes for God's plan to unfold? I'm setting y'all up. Say me, Father Mike. Yes, we have Mary as the example of the yes today. And it's an important yes. It's a critical yes. It is a phenomenally almost, I mean, there's a mystery to it in that she was free, but at the same time she was full of grace and God's plan is going to be done. But God is asking us to say yes too, isn't he? So that his will may be done in our lives. But we reflect on this event today. And there's so much, the readings are profoundly rich. It is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats takes away sins. The whole sacrificial system of the Old Testament. And trust me, there was a sacrificial system in the Old Testament. They had a temple where animals were slaughtered and the blood was spilled on the altar. And they did that as a way of atoning for sins. And this was prescribed by the law. And it was done in a very deliberate way. And it was done to animals by the thousands. Now, most of those animals were eaten. But at the same time, there was the blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins. And so the author of the letter to the Hebrews says, it is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats takes away sins. Well, then why were we doing all that for all those years? We're anticipating something. What are we anticipating? We're anticipating that which was in the mind of God from the very beginning, that the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word came and dwelt among us. And the word took on flesh. And the sins of the world were expiated. And that plan is happening today. And we highlight Mary's role in the plan. But as we highlight Mary saying yes, we also remember Jesus, the God-man, takes on flesh to offer his body as a sacrifice for our sins. And that we remember today also that Mary's words have to be our words. Be it done to me. So maybe this morning you can meditate on that idea. maybe you can offer your life to God with those words today. Lord, may it be done to me. It's not even so much that we have to do something. Lord, may it be done to me. May you work in my soul that your will come around, that your will be done. Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." May it be done to me, Lord God, according to your word.